They looked down on West Trenton.
Did they?
Yes.
Now, they were Americans, and yet everybody comes from someplace.
That's right.
But they
She'll
did,
tell you about one year.
They figured that a lot of the foreigners were here, and they looked down on us, and they were in East Trenton. They thought they were better, you know. Mm-hmm. This was what they thought. But then what happened? The kids started to go to school, and they started marrying each other, you know. Uh-huh. That changed everything then. So I had Lois Electric had an apartment. Mr. Electric had the store, and she had an apartment above the garage. She was from East Trenton, and her friends would come down. And Lois told me this. She says, "You have a lovely apartment, Lois, but it's in West Trenton." She says, "And they're all clean people. They take care of their homes. They make nice yards and that." But she says, she admitted that they looked down on it. So Larry had a class reunion, and I went to it, but I didn't hear this. Mrs. Murar and her husband were there, and she said, somebody from out of state come for the class reunion, and there they were sitting in a huddle together, and she says, "Hi, East Trenton." They still look down on that.
Oh, my God.
So Larry goes to his class reunion by himself. I don't bother. They don't interest me. That's the way I feel.
Yeah. What about different races, too? Where did the black people live in West Trenton?
They had on 7th Avenue, they called it the Petra Building. And they were in there, and then they were down in below the tracks. What was that called, below the tracks, Larry?
What's that?
What was that where the colored people lived below the tracks?
Wayman Way.
Wayman Way.
Wayman Way.
There were colored people down here. But they didn't move up around here. They stayed there in that Pepper Building, and they stayed down in down there below the tracks.
Patrice, that they didn't come until they started. The colored people didn't come into that area till 1914.
Yeah, white people lived there.
White people lived there. White people, there was like company houses.
Mm-hmm.
They worked at the paper mill, and then they worked at the Pen, Iron, and Steel. And see, as a matter of fact, if she'll remember, right next to Pen, Iron, and Steel, there were, just like you have them three double houses down on Brick,
they were
on
there.
Furry Street. They had them, let's say, like from here over to Sacred Heart Church, were frame buildings where colored people lived in. So they needed somebody to go to work, they'd go rap on their door. The same way.
What brought them here?
What brought them here?
Yeah.
Because they had, that was the old, they always did have a tendency to come from the South to come here because colored people weren't looked down on around here. In the North, they weren't looked down on. We're down South, you was considered as a slave.
But they stayed there. They stayed together, though.
They stayed together. They stayed together. They all stayed together. They didn't go out and mingle, you know, the
cross
culture.
But we didn't have that many.
We didn't have that many, no. And as a matter of fact, there's a Clark family came from Herndon, Virginia, right next to Washington, D.C. H-E-R-N-D-O-N. The two brothers became foremen down at Pittsburgh Plate Glass. Clark, C-L-A-R-K, Clark family. And there was a real refined, all went to high school, black family. And that's where they came from. I asked him one day, I said, Chick Clark. I said, where did your parents come from? I said, your dad came, and the first job he got around here, he got a job with a Ford Riverside Garage. It was a Ford salesmanship in Trenton. They sold the Model T Fords.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yeah. He said, well, he said, we went to high school. He said, and then we got in Pittsburgh Plate Glass. See, they bettered themselves by coming up instead of being slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see this, there's the picture. That's all you see, a burnt down building. And there's my grandparents right across the street.
House.
Well, you have this picture here.
Read on the back.
Fire at St. Peter's Church.
Remember I told you that?
Oh my gosh, 1896. Where is this?
That's right down where the red brick church is, straight down the street here.
Yeah.
Remember
they
we said that?
Built.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
The priest. See here, I had that
was
enlarged.
That a frame was St. Peter's a frame
It
church?
Was a frame home. It was a frame home, and Father Price from Natrona. That was in 1884, I think, is when he bought the frame home. And in 1896, because in, I'll tell you why, if you read that piece of paper I gave you pertaining to the history of St. Peter's Church, the Catholic religion, how the Catholic Church started, Father Price, the people figured they ought to have a pastor. In 1897, I think that's when that Father Farina, he became the pastor.
Well, that church burnt down, and then the churches is but there. But
that same year, yeah. in 96, in 1890, the German people, because the ones that were the drivers in St. Peter's Church, that we would go over and build a school over.
When you say drivers, what do you mean?
They were looking forward to the education for children and everything else. And they was going to call it the Sacred Heart School. Mm-hmm. That was in 1890. In 91 or 92, I forget when it was, that's when they started building it. When they got it completed, then they had the school. They had 300 Catholic students going to the Sacred Heart School over there. The nuns lived in the basement.
Basement of the school.
School, right.
Saying, yeah.
Then in 1896, in January, I think it was. Yeah, in 1896, the Germans said, well, we ought to have a German church. And they had that third floor, the second floor, for recreation, for a stage and everything.
An auditorium.
An auditorium. Mm-hmm. They said, we're going to go. The Holy Ghost Fathers, you'll see that in that paper
you read. Yeah.
The Holy Ghost Fathers start instructing them in Catholic religion. Most of them were Germans that went there. So they said, we might as well go ourselves. That was in January of 96, they got a priest to be the pastor, a Holy Ghost Fathers, to run it.
And that's when they had the church up on the
Then.
So when you went to church there, you climbed a lot of
steps to go to Mass, keep yourself healthy. But anyway, in December of 1896, they had that St. Peter's Church burned down. So the Italians, the Belgians, and English, and everybody else, well, they had to go back with the Germans again together to Mass.
But then they built a church.
In 1897, they opened the St. Peter's Church. That's that red one down there. But that's why I want Ray. He can take them pictures. That's proof. See, and I marked it on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Fire, December 23rd, 1896. And that was the year, and they stayed as a German church over there.
In that section where the German church is, that was, Grandma Brown used to tell us, that was all woods.
That was all woods.
Those homes, nothing was there. Of course, you know, that was way back.
That was the Humes. Yeah. The Humes owned ground over there. And I'll tell you, up at the library, they have the list. I'm going to go out and ask them if they can get a copy of it. The people, all the lots that they owned, the people that owned them. As a matter of fact, Mr. Hemphill had the
clothing store.
A store for clothing for men up on Lock Street and East 6th and Lock Street. He owned property here in West Trenton. Mm-hmm. Then he sold it to a fellow named Shifkins, and Shifkins sold it to my grandfather down here on, it's right on a corner down here.
You
right
can tell by the names that they were Germans.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, German people.
We bought our house on 9th Avenue across from Sacred Heart from Kutches. They were Germans.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it was that way, but then the people started to mix and it was that way, you know. But the colored people, they did keep to themselves. The closest were that Pepper building, and that was on 7th Avenue, and then they stayed away, you know. Now, if there's a house for sale, and you don't know if they're going to buy it next to you or what, you don't know that, you know. But hey, some of them are good. They're better than some whites. You don't mind it, but then you don't know what you're getting. And so, yeah, there are times I say to my husband, I'm sorry I bought in West Trenton. I wish I wasn't here. I really do, because there's too much riffraff coming in. So now you're here, but if nobody's here, my storm doors are locked. Mm-hmm. I don't sit, even with Larry here, we don't sit with our doors unlocked because you don't know.
You know, it used to be, this is true, this is way back, their parents, where they lived, on West 9th Avenue, they never locked all the doors.
At night?
At night. The boys would go out, they want to come in, the door was open, you walk in.
It's been only the last 10 years that we had to start locking. Even when we first come up here, we didn't think of locking our doors. We'd go shopping and everything.
House should be open.
But not no more. You want to sit in the house because what's coming in. And it is sad. And they built that low-rent housing on Mill Street, and we understand that Forrester and them, they're shipping the people, the bad ones, from Pittsburgh, send them up to Mill Street. That's why Forrester and Flaherty's not going to get our votes.
Who owns those houses on Mill Street?
Allegheny County, the Housing Authority.
Oh.
County Housing Authority. It's a County Housing Authority.
And those kids go to school, and there's a police, Mr. Navigli, the policeman, is on the corner, and RJ, his nephew, they're always getting calls out there. There's a lot of trouble and drugs in that. And then these kids come through the alley, and hey, you know, you don't know them from Adam. Mm-hmm. And that's what's sad about the town, where it used to be you knew the families, you knew the children, but that all changed thanks to the expressway. Mm-hmm. That's sad. And the expressway didn't go through anyway.
Yeah.
It mailed a lot of people that wanted to live here and just die here. It made them sick. They were elderly. They didn't want to leave their homes. And they figured, well, we'll take the money. Well, then what happened? They didn't decide to build the expressway, so then they had auction these homes off. Now that was sad, the way that all turned out, really. But you know, some politicians aren't so smart after all.
Now I think what they're doing in the, probably in the city, in the Homewood, Brushton area, and other places, Wilkinsburg, I think it's the Housing Authority that's, whether it's the county commissioners or who, it has to be them. They're bringing so many people, and they send them to these places. As a matter of fact, up on 5th Avenue, going up towards where our waterworks is at, that place was pretty clean. There was a lot of white people lived in there. Now, the full name of DeWitt, Mr. DeWitt, he was in charge of the housing building out on Mill Street. And him and his wife were there. He passed away. And the wife is there. And she was told, she said, you have to move. Because we have other people coming in here. They're going to live in your place. And they did the same thing up at Sheldon Park, up in Natrona Heights. They told some of the people, they said, well, no, you have to go someplace else to live.
And they're shipping this riffraff from Pittsburgh. And
they're sending them out
of
the city of Pittsburgh. They said some was coming from McKee's Rocks, some was coming from Homewood, Brushton, anywhere where they're too heavily overloaded with troubled people. Now, Joe Naviglia told me that our Golden Towers, which is on up, when you go from Corbett Street, you go up, and our Golden Towers on 2nd Avenue and Allegheny Street. Senior citizen home, just for senior citizens. Well, they have a young fellow that was 35 or 36 years old or something. And they said, well, we got to straighten him out. We got him in with the senior citizens. And since he's an alcoholic, in with the senior citizens.
He's living there. Now, you know, they're not safe. They can't even run good if he got after them. Why are they doing this?
That's fun. Sure. I asked Joe, I said, are you sure, Joe? He said, yes. He said, because I got sent. He said, I don't go by myself.
Well, Larry, he's a mental patient, too, and he drinks.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have to have a place. You don't want to put them out, you know, they need. But are those seniors safe?
That's with senior citizens. You know, it's all right, maybe for some other kind of housing authority where there's medium aged people that can take care of themselves, you know. But not when you get senior citizens, elderly people in a high rise.
Yeah, that's why I'm sorry about a house in Wistram. But I'm not at my age, hey. We're just going to lock our doors and stay put.
We'll lock our doors. And like we told you about Father Zahler, his mother lived in Philadelphia, I forget what part. She lived on a corner. And the whole area was all sold. There's all black people. I asked him one day, I said, how does your mother? Your mother says, well, I'm just going to stay here till I pass away.
He said
but
she was the only white person in the state.
I'm the only white person, and I'm going to stay.
A family, Keller family, would move. People didn't like it, they left. And that's wrong, because they could be good. If they probably wanted to better themselves by moving in, you know. You have to give them that chance.
Right.
But then another one moved in, and more whites would move out, and it ended up she was the only white person there. But they never harmed her.
Mm-hmm.
She was getting old now, but that's the way it goes. You don't know how they're going to turn out.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't have any more specific questions, but is there anything more?
Now tell Ray about those pictures.
I definitely will.
They're proof of those pictures, you know what I mean. As a matter of fact,
yes.
On the back, I'm mud. This was Brown's home, and this one over here is Chief Hazlett's home, and this White House that's right over here on the corner, straight over, right out on the corner over there is, that's, you see this White House up at the corner. Straight out, straight across the street. That picture was taken from down that way, and when you come up that street, there was there.
Uh-huh.
That's the White House.
Okay.
It's up here.
Thank you very much. I'll tell Ray.
Okay, tell him anytime. Tell me, give me a ring, and tell him those pictures, that picture of West Trenum. I'll get him the big, it's a better picture, see?
I'll turn this off.
Okay.